You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, soul sister. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life. Date yourself well. And welcome back to episode 20. I know, can you believe it? Episode 20. And today's episode is this: the soul train almost crashed. That's right. The soul train almost crashed. Yes. This was a horrifying experience that I had yesterday, so let me share this soul story with you. And I'm going to give you a little bit of the background to it because it was kind of coming off yesterday's episode, episode 19, Lessons from Bachelor in Paradise. So basically, when I did that episode, I was fired up about the fact of, you know, how I see relationships and how I see men and women in that situation, as well as in life. And how we as women, a lot of times we settle for that which we say we do not desire. Like, people do it all the time. I see it in men, I see it in women, where we say one thing, but somehow our actions don't line up. And then we're wondering why people in our lives are doing the same thing, you know, the same things to us. And as I said yesterday, that's like the diamond rule. People will treat us the way we treat us. So the fact of the matter is, if you're putting up with somebody saying one thing and doing another, you may be doing the same thing. And you're doing it not only to yourself, but you're doing it to others. So I was going along and I was thinking about this, and I was getting really fired up about just the whole dynamic of men and women and how, you know, relationships. And even if it's, you know, it's happening too in like women-women relationships, men-men, you know, homosexual, heterosexual, doesn't matter, like relationships in general, okay? So basically what I've found working with clients and working with patients for, you know, two decades, and in my own personal life, my own personal story, you've heard that. If you have not yet listened to that, go back. I believe it's episode 2, You Are Not Alone. So I tell a little bit more about my story. So the stuff I'm sharing here, it's not me just making stuff up or reading it in a book or saying, hey, that sounds like a good idea. Like, honestly, this stuff is tried and true. Like, I have lived this. And not only me personally, but I've coached many, many clients through these things that I'm talking about. So as I was thinking about it, I was like, you know, the whole concept of, or even the whole saying that says, well, he's just not that into you, okay? And I even said it yesterday in my podcast. I was like, you know, he was telling her, or in a way to this young lady, you know, I'm not that into you. And it's like, yeah, that's part of the truth. But the more I thought about it, I was like, something's not sitting well with me in what I said. And I was like, you know, yes, he's not that into her, or you may have had this situation in your own life where you feel as though someone's not that into you, or you're not that into someone. But the truth is, if someone's not that into you, it's because they don't know what they desire. They don't know what they want. They're not clear. They're very uncertain, and uncertainty leads to insecurity. Or maybe you're that person. You're the one who's been stringing someone else along, including yourself, your present and your future. And it's because you're uncertain. And you wonder where your insecurity comes from. You wonder why you feel like you need to, you know, have a relationship to feel fulfilled. The reality is, it's like people will treat us the way we treat ourselves. I talked about that yesterday, you know, the diamond rule. I have found this to be so true. When I realized that, like, wow, I was asking basically my relationships to not treat me a certain way, but I was doing it to myself because I was putting up with so much. And not only putting up with it, but think about that. Even saying that, I had a victim mentality. Like, somehow this person was to blame for my unhappiness. It wasn't until I owned my own happiness and owned my own unhappiness that I was actually, able to begin creating happiness. So anyway, I'm thinking about this yesterday. And after, you know, I did the podcast, I was like really fired up. And I was like, you know what? I need to go back and we need to talk about this some more. So I'm going to tell you, this conversation's not over, and it will go into other podcasts because I believe this is so vital. And there are too many people suffering needlessly in relationships because they're looking for somebody else to complete them. They're looking for someone else to save them. They're looking for someone else to make them happy. And I will tell you, that will be found in the relationship that you have with yourself. And when you can discover that for yourself, my dear, like, wow, your relationships will go to a whole new stratosphere. Seriously. So I'm going along, I'm driving, I'm thinking about this. I wasn't listening to any podcasts. I wasn't distracted. I was thinking in my mind and heart, and I was intense about it. I was like, yeah, I need to talk about this, okay? So I'm going along, and all of a sudden I come to a train track crossing. And all of a sudden the red lights start to flash. You know that moment. We've all experienced it. We stop. That's it. You stop. Well, for some reason, it was so last minute because I guess maybe wasn't fully paying attention. And all of a sudden the lights are flashing and I have this like wild, crazy idea, split second, that I can run this thing. What was I thinking? Well, honestly, realized, no, you're not going to run that thing, because what happened was the red lights are flashing. And in the moment they started flashing, those big arms came down. Well, next thing you know, I find myself trapped inside those arms, thought it was going to hit my vehicle. So that was the first thing, like, oh my gosh, I'm going to get hit by this arm. And then, oh my gosh, I'm going to get hit by this train. I mean, it was horrifying. I was terrified. I was so freaked out. But as I've said so many times before, like, you know what? You can freak out or you can figure it out. So in that moment, I realized I needed to get off the track, okay? I needed to get turned around, but there was no space for me to turn around because I was on a city street, okay? So all of a sudden, I look, everything slows down and I have like my total wits about me. I turn and I see the train. It's coming. It's close. But I know that I have a split second that I can back up further onto the track and get my vehicle turned around and get the heck out of there. So that's what I chose to do. Split second decision. Literally, I believe with all my heart, it saved my life, because I don't think that train operator was going to be able to stop that train. Okay. They have the red lights for a reason. They have those arms come down for a reason. So I go flying out of there. The adrenaline is just pumping. I am sweating. I am freaking out now. And I'm literally shaking. And all these people were at the cross. They're at the crossing too. So I'm like, everyone saw this. I'm sure they were judging the heck out of me. What is she doing? Why is she doing that? Blah, blah, blah. And honestly, if I would have waited for somebody else to make the decision for me, or if I would have cared about what they were thinking, because honestly, what I was doing was extremely illegal, okay? But if I would have cared about anything except what needed to happen in the moment, I would not have been able to make it from that situation. There would have been a very different outcome. So I get off the track, I take off down the street, and I'm shaking and I'm thinking, like I always do in every situation when something, you know, happens, once I calm myself down, I break it down, I'm like, Shannon, what can you learn from this? And instantly I thought about you guys. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I have got to share this with my soul sisters, my Sipping on Life, women from around the world, souls from around the world. This is what I learned. When the red light is flashing, stop means stop. Like, that is what I heard in my heart. Like, stop means stop. And where in your life, I had to ask myself, where in my life do I need to stop some things? Where in your life do you need to stop? But sometimes what happens is we avoid. I will tell you, I did that for over a decade. I knew what my heart was telling me. And instead of stopping when the red light was flashing, I chose to try to outrun it. And you know what? You can attempt to outrun. You can run, but you cannot hide, my dear. And I remember getting to a place in my life where I felt like I was trapped. No different than the way I felt on that train track yesterday. Trapped by those bars that came down, scared almost to death. And I made a decision in that moment. No, I'm going to do something about this. I'm going to do what's in my power to do, and I'm going to take care of it. And you know what? For years, I ran and ran and ran trying to outrun instead of stopping when my heart was saying stop. If this is you today, my dear, today's the day. Where in your life do you need to stop? Please grab your sacred soul date journal, your daily action to engage with yourself, because today's sacred soul step is simply to stop, take a moment, and write out where in your life have you felt like the red lights are blaring at you. They are blasting, they are blinking, and the alarm system is saying, please stop, and you're not stopping. Write it down, circle it, and commit to that today. Now, for some of you, it may not be a stop. It may be a go. Because you know what? In that moment, stop meant stop. I stopped. A little bit short, yes. There's no doubt that if I would have stopped sooner, this wouldn't have happened. But the reality is, I did finally stop. And in that moment, I needed to make a decision that, like, guess what? It's time to go. So usually after an abrupt stop, there is a very immediate go. So when you begin to stop doing what you keep doing that you know is not safe for you, you will have an opportunity to go in the direction that is the right direction for you. So please, my dear, write this stuff down for yourself, make a commitment today, and take a step in this direction. Stop means stop. Get clear about it, get certain about it, and take massive actions starting today. Wow, I hope this helps you. I know, I'm so grateful. I'm grateful to God I didn't have a train crash yesterday. Yeah, so grateful to God. And I'm grateful for each of you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for giving me your ear, opening up your heart and soul to me, and allowing me to speak into your life. We'll continue the conversation tomorrow. I'll look forward to it. And hey, if you haven't yet, you know, stopped on over to womensippingonlife.com, come on over there. I've got some free resources for you as well. And if you haven't yet went over to iTunes or Stitcher, check that out as well. Subscribe. If you want to give a rating and review, if you feel compelled and inspired to do so, I would so love and appreciate that. And I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.